Now, this is a massive structure, which Barnes Wallace assured me that the Americans had dropped 3,500 tons on, and whilst they had damaged the tracks, they could do no damage at all to the granite pillars. These pillars measured 88 by 88 feet, and the bombs just had no effect on them whatsoever. This is where the big bomb came into its own. Now, the method which we used to bomb structures such as these was to not hit the granite columns. This would have done no good at all. We put the bomb into the ground about 50 to 60 feet before the column. This bomb was capable of going 90 feet into the ground and 150 feet forward. It would then explode. This created a huge airspace underneath the column, and the column just collapsed into this great hole. And this really put the viaduct out of commission for the rest of the war.